5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
If this happened, I'm Bill Gates.
Put moron number two on the phone.
It was on 60 Minutes, that must be true.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Now, there's plenty wrong with us. That's why everyone listens. And I tell you what, big stars come onto this show. Matt Tamua tonight.
Oh.
The Wallabies take on France, of course. Amy Park.
Yep.
Test match two in that series. We were a bit fortunate to get the first one done, but tonight.
Scrappier.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to find out from Matty, our man, of course, captain of the Rebels.
Yep.
How he's going to go tonight with that. What have you seen unusual?
Ooh.
Or perhaps Chris Golding? We're just waiting to hear from the gold man.
Righto.
Because they've just had an unbelievable win. I know you're going to touch on that in a second.
Wow.
But if we can't lasso him out of Vegas, then I've seen something particularly unusual. Stories trending, probably no time. And then a nice joke to finish. So beautiful, big, full show. How are you, Fat?
G'day, Bill Gates. How are you?
Oh, now just squeaking by. Just, I wish I had just a millionth of his wealth. It'd still be significantly north of what I'm carrying.
Oh, you're going all right. If he didn't get married, you'd be better. G'day, Rebs.
I've tipped North Melbourne in this one.
Have you?
I think the West Coast are going so poorly. And North last week against the Western Bulldogs were pretty good. Although they didn't win, they had a lot of scoring shots late. All the key indicators, contested possession, clearances. North were really good. So if they can produce that again tonight, which is the issue, I guess, with North Melbourne, I give them a red-hot crack.
Kanga, Kanga, Kanga.
No, none of
Kanga.
That, thanks.
No, Jim, yeah.
Especially on the back of that performance.
Have we got the audio from Jim yesterday?
Kangaroo.
Yes, we do. Well, get rid of that. And have a listen to you yesterday, Jim, about your old side.
Yes. West Coast coming off a 100-point loss at Geelong. At home to at Optus Stadium with good cattle back in against the 18th-ranked North Melbourne.
Yeah.
I am... I'm not sure I'm going to watch. Bill.
There's a lot of people thought Kangaroos could win last night.
And not only was I not going to watch, I 100% wasn't watching.
And?
Until Fred and George came and
said, "Dad,
grabbed the remote. And then they both said to me, like Daisy, they both said, I've picked North in the tipping. I looked at them. I said, that sums the two of you up. I said, on what grounds are you picking North Melbourne to win tonight? But then, Bill, the only rider I'll put on it, because I'm happy to acknowledge that I got that game horribly wrong.
Ooh.
But then, when the thing came on, Fat,
keep that.
When the screen came on and I saw it pissing down, I thought, right, now they may not be a chance to win, but they may be a chance to make the game tighter than it was. But I've got only one thing to say about that game last night, other than congratulations to North. Fantastic.
Yeah, well done, North,
If Ben Cunnington isn't an All-Australian this year, there's something wrong.
He is a superstar.
Don't punish him for being in the 18th-ranked team.
That's right.
His footy this year deserves to be recognised as an All-Australian player.
No, spot on. He's a star. Stevenson last night. Outstanding.
Yes,
38 touches.
Yep.
And Big Todd is the best ruckman in the comp.
Brilliant.
Or the league or the history of
you
the comp.
You reckon he is?
Oh, well, with tap outs, but he was good again.
No, great.
Took
mark. Done.
Oh, they kicked four goals, West Coast, in the last quarter.
They
hit the front. You think, oh, well, they're
she's
home.
All over.
How bad are they going?
Oh, what is happening there?
As poor old Simo said, we've got the names. On paper, we look good.
Yeah.
But on the ground, we look terrible.
No,
I don't know what it is. There's a connection not happening,
Jim. No, something's amiss, I agree. But while they started, I mean, Rabs, we were talking about it before. They had something like 20-6 inside 50s to start the game. They should have been five goals up minimum at quarter time. So they buggered that bit up. But from quarter time onwards, they were beaten.
I know.
Simple as that.
And wet, terrible conditions.
Yeah. And that's going to be the case all week. So Thursday night, Freo Geelong.
Oh, Thursday night.
It's going to be equally wet and slippery.
You've got to be in Victoria. Beautiful weather.
I know.
Hey, you can play footy here.
You can play golf.
How good's Melbourne?
Do whatever you want.
Hasn't it just changed around
bloody
in 3 months? Hey, Joel Selwood has signed on to play again next year. What a star he is.
Good
on you, Jolly Boy.
Yep.
Collingwood coaching job, Jim. Interesting.
Ooh.
The Pies have seeked out Michael Voss.
Yes.
He was close, they say, to the getting a job at, what was the last job? Rabsy?
Carlton.
Carlton, yes, before David Teague got the nod.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking to Voss.
Good.
Don Pike.
Yes, I would be speaking to him. Yep.
Also, Mark Williams.
Yes.
They're happy to have a chat to the blokes.
I would be speaking to all of those blokes, Bill.
And Ross Lyon. Would you speak to Ross?
100%.
Mm.
You'd get the best and bring them to the table and hope that they like the look of what you've got.
All right then, Jim. What about the basketball? Did you see that, Jim?
I saw the result.
The Aussies, the Boomers, have defeated Team USA.
Dream team.
Yeah, in a warm-up game. A nice win, 91-83. Have a listen.
Durant a three. Too strong. And Dellavedova with a great punch out to Ingles for the exclamation point. Australia up by eight with 3 seconds left. And it's two straight losses for Team USA
They've lost two.
In Las Vegas. 91-83 Boomers.
Boomers have won two in a row. They defeated Argentina and now the Team USA. Paddy Mills was outstanding with 22 points. Yep. Jingles, 17 points. Jock Landale, our man, was good.
Oh, and the gold man, bang, 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 just from long range.
Played like a man without fear.
Oh, I love it.
So he scored 11 points, 3 3-pointers. So well done. That is fantastic.
What about your man?
Who? Matty Dellavedova. Him, Jim. Matty's a star. He's going to play for United next year.
I hear that. As long as nothing else comes up.
What's going on with our Australian cricket team? Again, they played this morning. They lost their third 2020 game. Batted first. At least they got a few runs. Finchie got a few there up the top with 30. And Hendrikus, 33.
Hendrikus.
That's his name. Hendrikus.
Henriques, yes.
And they only made 140 or 141,
that's
Jim.
Not
and
good.
Then
not
the
enough.
Universal one came out and went wackety-wacky. Made 67.
Yeah, Universe boss.
Boss. And they won easy. So that's 3-0 down we are.
Yep. No.
Against West Indies.
I know. Well, they're not a bad T20 side, West Indies, but we buggered that first game up. Yeah, we should have walked that in.
We're buggered them all up.
Yeah, I know.
You know what they say? We haven't got a middle order batsman who can just plot it around while someone hits up the other end. Mm. And then we haven't got a finisher, Jim.
No, well, you'd be worried if you're Justin Langer and the Brains Trust, no doubt about that. You would be concerned with the form line coming into this game because that's a poor defeat, no doubt about that.
But well done to the Kangas, even though their former president said they couldn't win.
No, I didn't say they couldn't
you
win.
Did.
I said I'm not going to be
you're
watching
wrong.
The game.
Did you say you were wrong with that pick?
Where is...
Play, hit roll here.
Where
did
is,
you say you're wrong?
No, I didn't. Where's Maxie, by the way? So you talk about a finisher, that's what they're lacking.
My Max.
Glenn Maxwell.
Oh, Max is in Geelong.
Oh, no. They're lacking... That's the finisher they need, Maxie.
I don't know.
So bring him back into the frame, and I think they'd find they've
a
got
a... few of the boys didn't go over to the
West Indies. Yeah, they did, so our best side's better than that. But still, no excuses. You should be playing better cricket than that, no doubt about it.
So
all right.
You got that wrong?
Matty Tamua.
Yes. Captain.
Rebels. Captain of the Rebels and Wallaby, of course.
They play tonight against the French as well, and Amy Park. This is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Tell you what I got wrong.
Oh.
11 years ago.
What?
Deciding to work with you. that I do acknowledge I got wrong.
The best thing you've ever done. Jim?
It's the Rush Hour.
Jim.
Jim.
Triple Jimmy. Jimmy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep. I love big saggy balls.
I go.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Tonight at Amy Park, the Wallabies take on France and are joined by one of their stars and a Melbourne Rebel, Matt Tamua.
The Wallabies have taken a 1-0 series lead over France thanks to a last-gasp penalty kick.
Right in front for the win. You know it.
Tonight, they square off again at Amy Park, where this band stars for the Melbourne Rebels.
Chipping ahead from Silk to Millwood, chasing, the bouncing, getting it! Oh, no way, Matty! Outstanding from Tamua.
Please welcome Matt Tamua.
Oh, what an intro, Matty. You'd be happy hearing that.
Yeah, I know. I just went for the red carpet. That was a bit much.
That's perfect, mate. Yeah. You've earned it. And now you're back at home playing against the Frogs. Tonight, a bit scrubby, fair to say, the first one, but winning's winning.
Exactly. I've been a part of chess footy for a while now, and you can't buy wins unless you're Clive Farmer, so we'll take that. We're very happy with a win. As you say, it's much better to review a game when you've won it. So, it's been a bit more enjoyable week.
With that reviewing, what did you take out of that first game? What didn't the Wallabies do well enough?
Probably just in executing a lot of our things. I think we had a few nerves. If you look, there was quite a few obvious errors. We also got two tries disallowed as well. So we created plenty of opportunities. I think if you look at it, I think we control possession as well. So but did all the kind of the hard stuff. It's just, I think, controlling emotions and controlling our skills a little bit. So hopefully the team's better for that first run.
I had a good look at it, Jim, and I'll tell you what they did. They lacked accuracy.
Is that what it was, Bill?
Yeah, and gave up some soft points early, didn't you, Matty?
We sure did. Once again, they all, and those were off just simple errors, to be honest with you. They weren't systematic or anything like that. It was just very much one-on-one misses or a drop ball or a ball spitting out the side of a scrum. So when you get things like that, you probably look at the headspace of the team, and if guys were a little bit nervous being the first, you know, test in a little while and stuff like that. So as I say, hopefully we're better for it now.
Good story, Matty. Yours, mate. Born in Melbourne, of course, to a Samoan father, and your mother's New Zealand. And then, of course, now you're back here, captain of the Rebels. That must be great. Where were you? How long did you live in Melbourne?
So I lived here for about 5 years. And then went up to Brizzy, did my schooling and that there. And then, long story short, came back about 2 years ago and have literally just bought a house now in Melbourne. Ooh. So I'm looking to settle down and call it home. So, love the place. Pretty passionate about, trying to get to rugby a little bit of find its way and make a pathway in Melbourne if possible. So, I've enjoyed every part of it, mate.
How's that going in Melbourne? Obviously, huge Aussie rules teams everywhere, and even the Storm, they've got their nice little niche too. How do the Rebels go, do you think, in Melbourne?
Oh, look, we very much, we've got to think for our supper, I think, a little bit. But in saying that, I think Melbourne's there's a big enough juniors following there for us to kind of tap into. I think we just need results, if I'm being quite honest with you and quite frank. People want to support a winning team, and if we're at the bottom end of the table, it's probably we're gonna struggle a little bit for that. So, look, it's I know it's quite special to be able to bring these test matches down here because people do, the Wallabies do have a footprint nationally, which is great. So I think it's good for Melbourne Rebels, even the fact that we've been able to play this match, because probably a few months ago we weren't so sure. So it's brilliant.
Matty Tamil, we're speaking to, of course, the Wallabies take on the French tonight, Amy Park. Now, when you went up and played in, grew up and went to school up there in Brisbane, did you go to the big schools up there? Because they're massive, the rugby schools, the Churchies and Brisbane Grammar. Were you part of all of that?
I was a part of a state school, Brisbane State High, and we were in the GPS competition, but we're probably a bit more of they kind of scholarship of a few of the battlers down south. So I was very lucky to kind of go to a state school that got the opportunity to play against the biggest schools. So it's a good little comp up there, but I think it's pretty cool that we've got a school that kind of gives opportunities to other guys who probably wouldn't have it otherwise.
So this, I asked that question to follow on with the pathway for rugby union, because I know the people that are running the game are worried about not getting access to enough kids. It's big in the schools in Sydney and Brisbane. How else can young people get involved in this great game and represent Australia?
Yeah, we just got to build our grassroots, don't we? I think the schools are very much our strength and our weakness in a small way. I think a lot of kids get poached from those schools to NRL clubs particularly. So we have quite a strong schoolboy following, but then, we struggle to keep those guys. So we kind of need to broaden our base, particularly out in the, western suburbs up north and just in general here in Melbourne. So having games like this, seeing us on free-to-air television will be great, and hopefully winning cups will just help inspire a few younger kids to go.
Brilliant. So Amy Park tonight, 8 p.m, tickettech.com.au. Get your tickets, and also you see it on 9GM and Stan Sport. The Wallabies, one of the most famous jumpers, jerseys, call it what you like, Bill, in world sport. Now, I'm just going to take us forward a touch, Matty, if you don't mind.
Where are we going?
We're going to the Bledisloe, because I've had a gutful of those ram bending over bastards across the water, serving it up to us, Matty.
Yes, Matty.
They have, but we all have, mate. Unfortunately, I've been on the wrong end a fair few times, but I think anyone who watched last year probably shows that we're definitely closer than we were a few years ago, so... I don't want to be that boring guy and say we're focused on the next game, because frankly, though, no one wants to hear that. We very much want to win a Bledisloe in my time, and when that time comes, we'll definitely be up for it. And I'm sure all of Australia would want that cup.
Last one from me, Eden Park. Is there a tougher place in the world to play your game?
No, It's brutal.
What do you cop across the fence, Matty? What do they give you?
Yeah, what do they call you?
Plenty, mate. They're plenty. They mock us about sheep, which is a weird thing because it's a pot calling the kettle black as well. So I don't know if they're a few sandwiches short, as they say. So, it's a tough place.
When I used to play cricket, the South Africans would always say that too. And
we have to clarify it to them as well.
Hey, yeah. They'd say, stop sheep, you blokes, and I'd go, mate, it's not us. It's the New Zealanders.
It's not us.
Exactly.
Oh, it's across the ditch.
Exactly right, mate.
Oh, come on. Come on, Jim, stop swearing too. Hey, but also it's well known that the rugby players are a lot smarter than the league players. That's right, isn't it, Matty?
Oh, yeah. Well and truly, mate.
Yeah. You don't have a barbecue at your joint and have 13 teammates there and then the cops come and there's some under the bed, Jim. Yeah, reckons they're walking the dog, just walking past.
If I do, I don't announce it on radio. So anyway. Exactly.
That's how they're smarter. Star and captain of the Rebels, of course, and playing tonight for Australia. And what a privilege that is to play for the Wallabies against the French. Amy Park, as I said, tickertech.com.au. Yep. You will broadcast. Watch it on 9 Gems Stan Sport. Matty Tamua, you are a star. Good luck.
Awesome, gents. Thanks for having me.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infinities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
James Brayshaw, Bins Brownless. This is Triple M's Russia. It's been a while, JB.
Oh, well, we put it to fat in the planning process that we should probably go to the family and have a nice phone topic just to get our great friends involved. And I said, what do you got, Bill? And he goes, no, leave it to me.
Yep.
Leave it to me.
Exactly.
So we go into Beautiful Hose Mary's show and Bill goes, righto, time for a phone topic.
Yep.
What have you seen unusual?
Yes, Jim. Unusual. I am the logistics man.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I plan and think ahead.
Well, that's not logistics.
I think it is.
Logistics is how you get stuff from one point to another point. It's a whole different thing.
Anyway, I come up with the ideas. Right. I'm an ideas man.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, while we're talking about what have you seen unusual,
yes,
I was driving the other day from my joint, Bayside, to Kingston Heath Golf Club.
Oh.
So I had to go slice through Cheltenham.
Cheltenham?
And Bill, I'm driving past a school sporting ground.
Yeah.
This is July the 8th.
Middle of July, yep. Middle of winter.
Middle of winter.
Yep.
I'm driving past a school sporting ground
and?
Where an official, properly sanctioned game of cricket was happening.
Cricket?
Umpires.
No.
Uniforms. It may as well have been middle of January. And I'm looking in going, it's July.
Yeah.
Who plays cricket in July?
That's unusual.
Very unusual.
Very unusual.
Like, not dingbats just with set of stumps.
Fair dinkum.
This is a fair dinkum proper game of cricket.
Wow, wee, Jim.
So I thought that's unusual.
That is.
Rick from Bacchusmar.
We got an opener.
Oh, okay. Get that done first.
Yeah.
A fella walking along the footpath and he had a dog lead.
Yeah.
There was no animal on the end of it.
My partner and I saw this guy just sitting on the side of the street in his gym gear, covered in pigeons.
There's a lady pushing an 8-seater pram with 8 kids in it and uphill.
Jim, I'll tell you what, the family love it. I'll tell you what I saw today that isn't unusual.
What?
A truck hit the Montague Street Bridge.
No.
A truck has hit the Montague Street Bridge. I reckon that'd be 110 or 120 trucks.
Even though they got those dangly things to tell you that you're not going to get underneath.
Exactly.
Oh, seriously.
Mate.
What sort of fool's head drives into that?
Well, he came from the other way, I see, and he had the truck there. It was all tilted.
No, come on,
and he's standing there going,
what the hell? Are we going to Bacchusmarsh?
We are.
First?
Let's talk to Rick. G'day, Rick.
Hey, how we going?
What have you seen unusual?
Mate, you are not going to believe it.
Yep.
But last night I saw North Melbourne beat West Coast.
Oh, piss off, Rick.
West Australia. Can you believe it?
Bugger off, Rick.
Oh, that's good.
I don't want to hear from you again.
That is unusual.
Hang up on Ren. Stop that.
That's unusual, Jim.
Stevie's in Cameron. Rick isn't winning. Steve, hello to you.
Stephen.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are we?
Good. What have you seen unusual?
Driving home one night, about a year or two ago now. Going through a roundabout, and they've got the power poles in the middle of the roundabout or whatnot, and there's this guy, and he's all tucked up to the power pole, Starkers.
Oh, no.
So he did have a little pair of jocks on, sort of budgie smuggler style. And it was about 8, 9 o'clock at night. It was a bit dark, and this poor bastard was standing there, was tied to the pole or taped to the pole. Looks like they'd use tape rather than rope.
Oh, no. Bucks party.
That's Max of Bucks party. There's no doubt about
it. At least they left his jocks on, I suppose. But it was
I figured it was probably a few mates pulling a prank and they weren't too far away. So I kept on going and. You know,
nice, Stevie.
It was in Adelaide. Where would he be tied to?
Stobie Pole. Stay on the line there, Steve. Mickey's in Aspendale. Hello, Mick.
Mick.
Hi there.
What have you seen here? Unusual?
That's Bill.
Sorry, Bill. I was in Cambodia a few years back and I was in a minibus. We were flying down a sort of like a freeway and we overtook this car. I looked out to the right and there was two guys sitting in the boot. There was a shovel holding the boot up and their feet were dangling over the back. We're probably doing 100 Ks. But then we looked into the car and the back seat probably had five or six crowded in it.
Yeah.
And then the same in the front seat, but between the driver and the actual driver's door, there was another passenger.
Oh.
So the guy was driving and he had a guy between him and the door.
Him and the door. So they've had about 6, 12, 15 people in the car.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I thought, imagine the cops in Australia if they saw that. Bloody hell.
Two blokes got their feet dangling out the back.
I don't know how you can do that. How can you drive and have someone wedged between your right arm? And that's unusual.
That is unusual.
Are we going to Sunbury?
There we are.
And Dazzling. Hello, Daz.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and lady. How are you?
Oh, we're going beautifully. Thank you. Now, what have you seen unusual?
Well, I've seen the Billy of the Bird World land on a branch, and I've got a witness to this. My mum was over from England at the time. We were sitting on the back deck having a glass of Rioja, and this big fat pigeon landed on a branch on one of our gum trees, and as soon as it hit it, the branch broke. the bird and the branch fell into the backyard. And the bird sat there like a stunned mullet for about 10 seconds and then went, what the hell was that? And then decided to womble off.
Oh, I love it.
A fat pigeon.
That's it?
It was a very belly-shaped pigeon.
Oh, good one, Daz. How'd you go Monday? Where were you Monday morning? Watching the Euros, were we?
I was. I got into work very, very early so I could watch it on my tablet. And I must say, this is when I claim my Irish heritage. because they were an absolute shambles after 2 minutes. And when it went to penalties, I was like, nah, it's not going to happen. I've seen them getting beaten too many times on penalties to have any interest.
Well, stay there, Daz. I like that. Emerald?
Mm-hmm.
Alex? Yeah. Hello, Alex.
Alex.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Alex. What have you seen unusual?
I've seen up in the high country, my mate just come off the road and went down the cliff and was hanging up against a tree.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? What? Come off the road, what, in the car or a bike?
Yeah, in the car, in his four-wheel drive. He was given some room.
Yeah.
And, he's given a little bit too extra room and gone off the soft spot and down the cliff.
Down the cliff.
Oh, no.
And ended up in a tree or something, you said?
Yeah, it was leaning up against the tree. The tree actually, I think, saved him, absolutely.
Gosh, up in the high country, Jim.
High country,
Mansfield.
Bill. That's it?
Yeah, up near Eildon,
Eildon, Bill.
I'm normally riding Brumbies up there. I might have come across him.
You might have seen it there yesterday morning if you had gone up through.
No, not yesterday.
Imagine the poor Brumby. It's just minding its own business in the high country. Suddenly it's got 140 kilos of brownless parked on it. All right, who did you like there, Bill? Because we got magnificent prizes, rabbits.
Yeah, we do. A $200 voucher to the Neverland store, which is your home of Australian streetwear. Neverlandstore.com.au.
Good.
And St. Andrew's Beach Golf as well, which is great. It's a great opportunity. You want to make
Andrew's Beach.
That's it. And to go and play some golf.
And, of course, the six-pack from the brewery across the road. All right, so, Bill, who do you like?
Michael in Cambodia, Jim. There was five in the back seat, five in the front seat, two in the boot hanging their feet out. That is unusual. Good on you, Mickey. What do you want to take?
Mickey's busy, so he's hung up and gone, but we can bring him back.
We'll get that to him, Mick. I told you Rick gets nothing. So who else for St. Andrews?
The Pommy. The poor old Pommy. He lost during the week, but he's seen a fat pigeon. He thought that was funny. Good on you, Pom.
Hey, Daz, you can have a $200 voucher to the neverlandstore.com.au. It's his home of Australian streetwear or the St. Andrews Beach Golf Experience for you and a mate.
I'll take the voucher. Thank you very much gentlemen and lady.
All yours, Daz. Enjoy that. And with the other prize, we'll go to the gentleman who's
Michael,
not here. We're not bad fat.
That's good, Jim. People love it. Just keep it kiss. That's my system.
Yeah, really, pretty much for your life.
Keep it kiss.
Yeah.
So keep it
stupid.
Keep it
simple.
Simple. Yeah, stupid.
That's how he does his whole living, Bill.
Well, and it's worked so far.
Yeah, it's working beautifully from where I'm sitting.
What stories are trending unusual?
What do with myself?
on the Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Frankly, he's a bullshit artist.
Who says that?
I'm not sure, actually.
All right, now, Jim, I've got some stories that are trending.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Unusual.
Unusual.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
That's right. Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual. Jim, this caught my eye. I love this.
Yes.
An angry woman was arrested in China after she deliberately, Jim,
yes,
ran 49 red lights in her ex-boyfriend's car. The ex-boyfriend had just had enough of her and moved on. He just moved on, Jim,
yes,
to another woman.
Yes.
She got the car, the ex-boyfriend's car, mm-hmm, and for 2 days ran red lights and got fines.
That's
and
good.
Just racked them up.
Yep.
How do you like that?
Oh, I like that.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, to have some of that.
Which brought me to a saying that I've always remembered, Jim.
Hello, this is one of Bill's sayings.
And it's not Shakespearean.
No.
Ooh. It's William Congreve. I think it is, you'll
William
find, Jim.
Congreve?
Yeah.
Righto.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
That's it, Bill. Mm. You actually got it out.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I wrote it down, Jim. I should. But that is so true, isn't it?
That's what's trending unusual, the fact that Bill actually got that all out properly.
49 red lights.
I do like that.
Actually, cops caught up with her and arrested her. Yeah. She got arrested.
49's a lot. Imagine you're just sitting there going, well, I'm just, you
check
know, quietly.
Mail.
Yeah.
Check the mail. Another red light. Another one.
Don't you hate those envelopes too when they come in with their little official writing? You just give it the,
mate. And you're doing 68, we'll take it down to 65.
Yeah, that's it. And you can have 180 bucks and a point off your license. Yeah. It's like, God. Come on, Bill.
Oscar, what were you doing driving?
Yeah.
You'd be dirty you wouldn't got to 50, though, would you?
Oh, well, 49's a lot. That'd be interesting. Anyway,
I like it, Bill. That is actually not a bad story trending unusual.
That's it.
Bill's joke to come. This is the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB, Billy,
battle it out.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. One of our favourites, Nick Revolt, will be in the studio and a hump day quiz.
What show's he going on, Nick Revolt? The cooking
master chef.
Wow.
Celebrities.
Celebrity chef.
Come on.
What do you know about? What's he cooking?
He'll cook big Texas T-bones. That's what he'll cook.
Nice. Mm.
Hey, Jim, before we go to a joke, I know you're waiting for it after yesterday's
hit. Yes, I am, yes.
Wowee, Dick Tracy. The Coaches Awards, the Coaches Votes from the weekend.
Yes.
You did the Melbourne Port Adelaide a long time ago.
Oh, crikey.
Petrarca.
Yeah, the track.
He got 10, Jim.
Like
he got
that.
10.
I like that.
Zach Merritt, is he in some form? Yep. He got a tenner over the Crows. Hawthorn Frio, five Frio players got votes there. But big Sean Darcy.
Big Darcy, we loved him.
Since he signed up, mate, he is flying
he's
the big fella.
Beauty.
He is good.
He is a beauty.
Nat Fyfe got some votes there. Yeah. For Geelong, Carlton went down, but Sam Walsh got the 10.
Mm.
Geez, he's going well, Walshy.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Tui got 8 for the Cats. Lions, St Kilda, Jack Steele. Outstanding year again by Jack Steele. Giants and the Suns, Tuukka Miller.
Tuukka Miller, you keep talking about him.
I'm
fine
telling
player.
You. Jim, he's,
fine player.
He's third on the leaderboard. Mm. Third, Jim, if you don't mind.
There you go.
Jordan Dawson got the votes for Sydney.
Like that.
Found another youngster, haven't they? They find him. Tom McCartan also got 8 there. And Tyler Adams.
Tay-Tay.
Good player, Tay-Tay. Just has a crack. DeGoey got 7 votes, but Tay-Tay got the 10 there.
That interests me, DeGoey. I mean, you did that game, Raps.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have said he was the second best player on the ground?
I know I'd say Braden Maynard probably was the second best on ground.
I would have said that.
Well, he got
anything wrong with what Jordan did, but I wouldn't have thought he was the second best player on the ground.
Maynard got 2.
Mm. Oh,
Crisp.
Really?
Crisp got 7.
He was good.
DeGoey 7. Mm-hmm. And the leaderboard, Jim.
Yes.
Clayton Oliver on 79.
Clarence.
Bonton Pelly 76. And then Tuukka Miller on 76. He's equals second, Jim.
The Tuukka.
Sam Walsh is on 73. So they're all thereabouts. All so there you go. Wowee.
All right. So big show tomorrow. Nick Revolt, looking forward to that.
Yes.
But what we'd like to do is finish this one with something that preferably we haven't heard before.
Yes.
And also humorous.
Yeah, well.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Unfortunately, that might be a cross and a cross. You know what's happened, Jim? It's bloody been hard. I've been trying to organise a hide-and-seek tournament, okay?
Yes.
But good players, they're really hard to find.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mate, you reckon you can find them? Like, oh. This is hard. I cannot
can't
find
be. That can't be.
I can't that, find
that,
Jim.
That can't be the joke.
That's it, Jim.
Hide-and-seek tournament. Because there are lots of them on. You're knocked over in the rush to get to those. Well, you are an idiot.
I haven't got
seriously.
Any competitors yet. There's no one has joined
oh,
up.
No.
I just can't find them.
Finish up. Oh. A disappointing finish to a really good show.
Absolute thicket.
Yeah. Stop playing that.
Very far from rare.
They're not dead. They're very far from rare.